For those just tuning in and you're not in the loop with the last 2 weeks, I'm currently in the middle of a mini hiatus with the birth of my daughter. Today, you're hearing the final conclusion of part 3 of the Coffee Caffeinated Kick series. This series is the perfect brew to keep you grounded and ready to take your creative pursuits to the next level. I highly recommend checking out part 1 and part 2 first, but if you're a rebel and you don't wanna, this one is still a killer episode all on its own. We're back on next week with episode 173 featuring the incredibly talented Zulfa, aka the Cosmic Feminist. So here we go with part 3, stop brewing a latte excuses and make it happen. You can read the full original episode as a blog post over at perspective-collective.com/108. Here we go. You know, what are those things that scare you, that excite you at the same time? You wish you could do this, but you don't know. Like, public speaking terrifies me, but maybe that's your intuition telling you, like, dude, you can make a massive impact on the world if you just get into public speaking somehow. Go to your local Toastmasters or put out a podcast, do vlogs, get your voice out there. What's going on? You're listening to episode 108 of the Perspective Podcast, and I'm your host, Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective. This show is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, my guests and I provide the tools for thinking bigger, overcoming adversity, and making an impact with your work. At the end of each episode, I share a listener of the week, so stick around to figure out how you can get a shout out on a future episode in the show notes, as well as the newsletter. Sadly, today, this coffee caffeinated kick series comes to an end. And with it, I wanted to build off of the Three Life Lessons pizza series, but switch it up with like some kind of coffee cup art episodic adventure. You know, I wanted to build off it, but do something different. And with the series, I knew the topics well beforehand as they came directly from you. Each episode pertains to some of the biggest creative struggles you share with me through my onboarding team newsletter and the private Facebook group, which you can get links in each of the show notes. I admit, as I schemed, dreamed, and outlined this series, I Googled top coffee puns to help me formulate these oh-so-clever titles. Don't get me wrong, I know some of these were extra cheesy, especially today, or would it be creamy since it's coffee? I don't know. But if you don't know by now, I love puns. I love wordplay, alliterations, I love dad jokes almost as much as I love my cats, and that's saying something. Much of what I often talk about tends to hover on the serious side of things, so my weird love of puns, like this series, helped me inject a little bit of comic relief. But for some reason, though, writing this challenge was far more difficult than, you know, the normal episodes that I put out, series, monologue episodes, you name it. This one was a challenge. And as I write this, November is ending, and my little dude, Scotty the Third, just turned 3 months old. Emily, this week, as I write this and record this, just went back to work, and no more maternity leave for her, and we're in the beginnings of trying to find our new routine in life. And for me, I thrive in a routine, but with how rapidly he's growing and changing, I've had to adjust to a new routine, which feels like every other week. Thankfully, he is starting to sleep through the nights now, well, most nights that is, but to be honest, I've been sleep deprived. I've been a sleep-deprived, half-functioning zombie fueled by coffee since he was born late August. The only way this podcast gets done is by me waking up at 4:30 or 5 a.m., sipping some coffee and planning each episode. Or it's done by me recording solo shows or interviews on my lunch breaks. And then I have to create episode artwork in my non-writing mornings or my 10-minute breaks at work. And during the times when Emily is preoccupied with her motherly duties or, you know, Scotty and her are out on her little adventures or being babysat. So that's when the episode artwork gets done. And my goal is to knock out everything that needs to be done in my spare pockets of time during the day. That way I can be present at home at night. I've cut a lot out from my typical piled high plate of tasks by saying no to a lot of pretty cool freelance opportunities, you know, because of this, so I can be home at night, so I can unplug, so I can be present and be a kick-ass dad and a husband. And it'd be so easy to use all of this as an excuse to why doing a podcast isn't possible right now in my life. And I know you. I feel like you would totally understand where I'm coming from. And believe me, this shit isn't easy. It's not easy getting up early. It's not easy put in the time to write and craft and reach out to people and plan things and make episode artwork. It's a second job for sure. And it's definitely not easy, especially during those waves and funks where I'm feeling a little bit down and out. And, you know, I'm doubting myself and my abilities. And sometimes I question if anybody's listening. And at the same time, I know this shit matters, not only to you, because you reach out to me at times and tell me it matters to you, or you share it each week through Instagram stories, you know, but to me, it matters as well. You know, this is so fulfilling. I feel like I'm finding a purpose, and I sincerely hope that this provides value in your life. It helps you see that you can make shit happen for yourself if you have a day job or life commitments that seem to hold you down. And if a little nobody like me from Iowa with a day job, student loan debt, and a family can make things happen for myself, then you most certainly can too. In my humbled opinion, I believe everything boils down to excuses, fear, and discomfort. It's easy to make excuses and attach the blame to somebody or something else. All right, lessens the blame on you. And from my experience, I believe these are the things that hold us back from the person we're meant to become. These are the things stopping us from making a positive impact on others. And that's why this final part of the Coffee Caffeinated Kick series is all about stop brewing a latte excuses and make it happen. And that's one of those cheesy, creamy puns for you right there. So if you need some help holding yourself accountable and following through on your commitments, then this episode is for you. Let's end this year off right, getting a little closer to becoming the future version of ourselves we crave to be. You can find the show notes of this at perspective-collective.com/108. And if you find value in this series or the podcast overall, can you do me a quick favor and subscribe in Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review? Not only does this get you listener of the week status, but all three of these, especially subscribing and those reviews, help the show climb up the ranks in the design arts category. And I'm saying it right here, my goal that I've been writing down and trying to speak into existence is to become a top 10 design arts podcast by 2020. And by you supporting me through this, you not only help me reach this goal, but I also get to give you some public love in return. So keep an open mind and sip that coffee slow. Let's go. Let's start this last one off with a quote again. And this one comes from Daniel Dekker. He states, "If it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse." And let me know if these couple scenarios I'm going to run you through sound familiar. So have you ever said, "I was going to start putting out a drawing each week or do some type of daily challenge or weekly challenge on Instagram, but there's just not enough time when I finally get home and settled for the day." Or does this one sound familiar? "Yesterday, I planned on starting my workout program, but I'm so busy at work that when I come home, I'm absolutely drained and exhausted." Or how about this one? "Last week, I said I was going to start my YouTube account, but I'm afraid people will think it's stupid and not take me serious." So many of us say something is important to us, but yet we don't prove it by walking the walk or talking the talk. And I say this all the time, if you kind of want something, you're going to kind of see results. And many of us never see results because we never start, or we half-ass invest our effort knowing we have a big old bag of excuses to bail us out. And I hope this feels like I'm speaking directly to you, because guess what? I'm talking to myself as well. And I'm guilty of all of the above, especially with Perspective Collective and my life in general. All of them have been littered with excuses. I want to talk about some of my biggest excuses, which led to some of my biggest results. And many of these are the things that I've been using as an excuse since I've started Perspective Collective in 2014. So first up was blogging. You know, back in April 2015, I went to Creative South in Columbus, Georgia, and this conference absolutely changed my life. And I left there just on fire. Like, I'm so much more than an artist. And I want to share my thoughts and my ideas and build credibility and build an audience. And so, you know, I wanted to do this by starting blogging. But that was April 2015, and I ended up not starting blogging until like mid-June. And my biggest excuse, which held me back, was the fear of being judged and not taken seriously. But the results that I got when I finally committed to this was blogging unlocked this whole new next level of my potential I didn't know that was possible. It allowed me to find my voice and provided opportunities like speaking, building authority, and building an audience. And the next biggest excuse that I ran into was with podcasting. So again, back in April 2016, a year later from blogging, I gave my first talk. Blogging led to public speaking. I gave my first massive talk at Creative South in front of like 800 something people. I opened up for Draplin and it just went incredibly well. And a lot of people came up to me and were like, dude, you should totally start a podcast. You should start a podcast. I listened to that and I'm just like, okay, yeah, I really like podcasts. I could do this. But that was April 2016 and I ended up not hitting publish until August 2016. So the excuse, again, this was massive, was the fear of being judged and ridiculed and scrutinized because how I am this positive, motivational dude. You don't really see much of that in the creative world of, you know, where I'm at and the conferences I go to and the people I'm around. So I was scared of being judged. And there was a hefty excuse of not being perfect enough. I don't know what I'm doing. But the biggest one was the excuse of time, because during that time, I was playing way too much Pokemon Go, if we're being honest. So you can't say you don't have time to do something if you're out there playing video games or watching too much TV. So, but the result of me finally following through instead of using this excuse is, imagine taking the results of blogging and just dumping a boatload of like thousands of gallons of gasoline onto that already burning fire, and things just really blew up from there. And podcasting has unlocked this whole new wave of potential. It's allowed me to build community. It's allowed me to build relationships with people like you through social media and at conferences, and make relationships with some of my biggest inspirations and people that were like heroes to me. And I have them on the show now, and I can leverage them for, you know, if I need a tip or I need advice or if they need a favor, you know, I got their back. And so podcasting, that big excuse of not doing that, has opened a whole new world of things for me. And the most latest excuse, which I'm planning on seeing biggest results, are from Pinterest. Your boy's on Pinterest now, but late September, early October, my homie Joey Bearbauer, check out his work. He's incredible. But one of my coworkers, they're both getting on me about using Pinterest, and Max from Lettering Daily. He's a big one too, that planted in my head. But, you know, I didn't realize how big of a search engine Pinterest was. It's more than just creating mood boards, like way more, so much strategy in there. And I told myself, you know, I can't start Pinterest until I finish this Pinterest course that I bought, or, you know, I put in the time to fully learn it, you know. And it's almost December now, and my biggest excuse was a time thing and not knowing how to utilize the platform properly. And mainly, I just haven't built it into my routine yet. And I'm proud to say I started pinning November 28th, last week of November as I record this, and I'm going 3 days strong so far. And my goal for this, to keep the end in mind before I start, my goal is to double to triple my traffic to my website, my podcast, and my Instagram by the end of 2019. So that is my goal with my strategy with Pinterest. All right. So now that you know kind of my biggest excuses and how I've seen results from them or plan on seeing results as I commit to these things, let's talk about the four main bucket of excuses. To me, those are time, money, motivation, and fear. And fear you can lump in like discomfort, you know, getting uncomfortable with things. And we dive really deep into these back on episode 106. Good things come to those who grind, the first part of this series, but we're going to touch on them again really, really super quick. So the first main bucket of excuses usually revolve around time. And again, I want to go back and talk about this, but schedule your success and find those pockets of time each day. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 168 hours in a week. Where are you spending your time? Where are those open pockets of time during that day where you're just mindlessly scrolling on Instagram or just pinning randomly on Pinterest with no strategy? You know, focus on one big thing a day and plan that the night before. So planning out my whole week of what are the main initiatives. And I have this thing called the A1 method, A1 steak sauce method. And honestly, I think I'm going to put out an episode about this, the how to be really strategic about your time instead of winging it each day. You know, show up with a purpose each day, knock off that one big thing, and then they all are aligned by priorities down there. So instead of having this one massive to-do list, I have categories broken in A categories, B categories, and C categories, and then A1 through like A5, B1 through this. So when I knock out an A1 task, I move into the A2 task that week, and so on and so forth. C or B are somewhat urgent. C are would be nice to get done. And if anything lands in that D bucket, it's done. It's eliminated. Doesn't matter. So that's time. Time is not an excuse. Time is not an excuse. I truly believe it. If I can do it, you can do it. I know so many creatives with day jobs and parents and side hustles, and they still make it happen. Okay. 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day. You can do that. The next main bucket is money. You don't need a lot of money to be resourceful with what you currently have. You can make a lot of things happen for yourself with just some typical printer paper, a number two pencil that you stole from a student. Just kidding, just go buy some at Walmart, super cheap. And if you have a smartphone with access to the internet, all of these things together will take you really far until you get to the point where you've invested into something else like a laptop or a camera or whatever you need to get to that next level. So you don't need a lot of money to start and be successful. The third bucket of excuses comes in the form of motivation. Again, I love this quote by Tony Robbins, where your focus goes, energy flows. That's me with everything. I don't have the motivation to write episodes in the morning, but when I start writing or when I start drawing the episode artwork, it's just like these gears start turning and new ideas keep coming and my energy just flows into it and I get so focused and I start having fun. But it's not fun getting started. It's never easy. The hardest part is getting started and sticking with it and letting that motivation come with it. And then when you start seeing the results, the motivation gets a little bit easier, but it takes starting and sticking with it and letting that energy flow throughout you. That's when the motivation comes and you really want to see the end of the project through. And the fourth main bucket of excuses, in my opinion, is fear. And I talk about it a lot. I talk about attacking your fear or facing your fears or Lewis Howes, one of my favorite entrepreneur lifestyle influencers out there, says, lean into your fear until your fear disappears. And we're so wired to keep ourselves safe. Our brains want to keep us safe. But what I truly believe and what I've learned over the years, the things that scare me the most, like blogging or speaking or even sharing my artwork or putting my face on video or putting audio out there because I hate the way I sound. I hate being in photos. I hate videos of me. So these are the things I need to be in. And I feel your intuition is disguised as fear, and your intuition tries nudging you to the person you're supposed to become, but that fear and discomfort is what's holding you back from unlocking that next level. You know, what are those things that scare you, that excite you at the same time? You wish you could do this, but you don't know. Like, public speaking terrifies me, but maybe that's your intuition telling you, like, dude, you can make a massive impact on the world if you just get into public speaking somehow. Go to your local Toastmasters or put out a podcast, do vlogs, get your voice out there. Fear is disguising your intuition that's trying to nudge you to that person you're supposed to become. So we've talked about all these bucket of excuses, things that are holding you back, but how do you follow through? And for me, these are some of my biggest tips I implement all the time, and they really help me get to that next level. And some of these I'm really working on more, and I'll let you know. If you're needing some guidance of strategically helping yourself follow through with something, try one or all of the following. So number one, I do this for everything. Write down your goals on paper and place them where you'll see them every day. There's something magical about when you're in your mind, if you're just saying, I want to do this, I want to accomplish this. There's something that takes it to the next level that makes it real when you actually write it down and when you actually think it and you speak it and you see it each day. It's like your brain starts seeing these things, it starts working in your favor. The universe aligns with what you want. And here's another good one. Eliminate things from your spectacular vernacular, like things like try and hope. I'm going to try to eat better. I say that a lot. And these are things I need to implement too. Or I'm going to try to put out work each week. I'm going to try to put out a weekly episode. I hope I can make this happen. I hope I can sustain and be consistent with this. No. Fuck that shit. Get it out of your vocabulary. Eliminate those words. I'm working on it as well. Next up, visualization and affirmations. So things like vision boards and speaking positively to yourself. I'm big on visualization and I'm big of affirmations. Like, I'm that weirdo who will straight up talk to myself in my mirror and be like, dude, you got this. You're going to make things happen today. You're going to land this client. You're going to absolutely crush this talk. I visualize the end. I visualize me succeeding there up on stage. And in my mind, I'm just telling myself, this is me. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm accomplished. I already accomplished it. And then eventually my mindset just aligns with reality, vice versa. My reality then aligns with my mindset. So these are things I practice each day. And speak nicely to yourself, especially eliminating try and hope. The next one, if there's something that you've been wanting to do, like start a weekly challenge, a vlog or a podcast or writing or cooking, create some urgency by making a start date. And it wasn't until I put the date of August 19th, this podcast is going out, whether I'm ready or not, you know, it would have never happened. I would have found another excuse. So create a sense of urgency by locking down a start date, write it everywhere, put it in your Google Calendar, your Outlook calendar, tell some friends. I'll talk about that in here in a second. Next up, make a small, manageable commitment to your routine, then add to it. And for me, just weekly blogging was really hard in the beginning. But I had this idea of I wanted to add a newsletter. I wanted to do this. I wanted to add this to it. But it needed to start small. So weekly blogging is what I did. Then I added the newsletter to it. Then I beefed up my show notes from there in a weekly process. Then I added a podcast to it. Now I've added like more things to it all. So it's just been a small bite-sized chunk until I can add that to my process, build it a part of my routine, and then add something else to it. Don't go trying to climb Mount Everest in a day. Just hit each little milestone, each little marker at a time, and you will eventually add more to your plate and scale it. And again, this one, I've just been saying this, build it into your daily routine, make it part of your habit. Next, make a public announcement. If you need some accountability, find an accountability partner. That's another one I'll talk about. But make a public announcement about it. Let people know this is what you're going to do. People don't always notice announcements. They notice consistency. I got that from my buddy Sean West. But, you know, continue to stay in front of people like, hey, this week, weekly updates. If you're doing a fitness challenge, you know, post your statistics, how long of a jog you went, what your macros look like, how much weight you're losing per month, how many inches you're losing, you know, keep posting weekly updates about it. Make it a public thing. It keeps you accountable. Or yet, go find an accountability partner. And some of my best results in a gym is usually when I had an accountability partner, or I have my mastermind group that started off with just a few of us as accountability partners talking about, you know, what we're going to accomplish each week, what we're struggling with, how can, you know, another person help or listen. So all of those things are ways that can help you commit to something, how you can follow through so you can start seeing these results. And last but not least, this is a gut check time. I want you to ask yourself, how badly do you want it? For real, how badly do you want this? You kind of want it, you're gonna kind of see results. And think about that quote I left off with. If it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you're gonna find an excuse. And coming from a sports background, I constantly have a coach in my mind screaming at me, how badly do you want it, Scotty? So like I have that internal person, you know, pushing me at the same time as that internal person trying to drag me down. So it's like a, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde within my mind all the time. But that coach within me and that coach I want to be for you is coaching you. Like, how badly do you want this shit? And back then, you know, in sports or in school, I didn't really want it that badly. And I just kind of got results. I was content on being above average and I settled so much. And now that I found that thing that makes me creatively fulfilled and I feel it serves a purpose and makes an impact on people, I want it more than anything now. I'm willing to like give up sleep. I'm willing to not go out on the weekends. I'm willing to sacrifice in order to have my dream that, you know, in turn impacts other people and hopefully allows me to make a living off doing what I love. And that's it though. Like that's the thing. You have to find that one thing that makes you want it badly enough to pursue it like an absolute savage. And if you don't truly want what you say you want bad enough, then there's always an excuse that's going to bail you out. You know how it goes. I know how it goes. So stop brewing a latte excuses and make it happen. Your future self will thank you. PC family, there you have it. I got pretty fired up on this one. Like, I love this stuff. I love talking about it. I love coming at things like I'm a coach, and I'm just going to own it now. I'm a creative coach, and I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not going to just cheer you on when, you know, things are average in your life. I'm going to coach you and be like, yo, you have plenty of potential, and you have tons of room to improve, and, you know, this is what works for me. This is what works for other people. Maybe something in here can work for you, or maybe you can figure out what works for you in a different way and then share that with other people. Like, a coach helps people see their potential and helps push them to potential. And that's what I want to be. So to recap this Coffee Caffeinated Kick series, part one, episode 106 was Good Things Happen to Those Who Grind. If you struggle with time, money, and motivation with your creative hustle outside your day job in life, this episode's for you. Go back and listen to that one and start the series over again. There's plenty of tips to help you take that next step in your creative hustle. Part two, last week, was Espresso Yourself by Any Beans Necessary. We talked about playing the short game of breaking the people-pleasing mentality and pouring yourself into your work to attract your tribe. And we also strategically think of the bigger picture of the long game by creating for your perfect follower and scaling to 1,000 true fans to make a living as a creator. And part three today, quick recap, stop brewing a latte excuses and make it happen. We give you practical tips to follow through and overcome the excuses, fear, and discomfort that holds you back. So if this episode or this series hit home with you, please, please share it with a friend or shoot me a screenshot of a video of you sipping your coffee and vibing out to this episode or a photo that works too through Instagram stories and let's connect. And if this series made you realize that you need to get around like-minded creatives already putting these things to practice, then you should totally join our private Facebook group family at The Perspective-Collective. We're showing up each day, sharing our work, giving and receiving feedback, building relationships, and elevating our side hustles, and we would love to have you a part of it. Let's move on to the listener of the week, and this one goes to JK Jackson Art from Japan. And this dude says, best motivational podcast out there. If I can listen from Japan, then you have zero excuses to listen. Thank you, my man. I appreciate you being a part of the Facebook group and as well as participating in the Perspective Podcast 100 episode artwork prompt. I appreciate you just showing love all the way from Japan. Thank you. And if you want to be a listener of the week in the future and get a shout out on an episode, the show notes, as well as the newsletter, all you have to do, again, is subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I can now see international reviews, too. And as I wrap things up, I want to give a huge thank you to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, and my executive assistant, Paige Garland. I could not do this without you two ladies. You ladies helped me out so much. I couldn't do this without you. All right. I say it all the time and I truly mean it. And a huge thanks goes to Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope theme music you hear on this show. Listen and support him at SoundCloud, Spotify, and Instagram at Bluka. That's B-L-O-O-K-A-H. And as you finish off your week off strong, and as you finish your year off strong and start your new year off strong, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.